Hello and welcome to the Innovation Forum podcast for Friday 11th of October with me, Ian Welsh. I'm in Detroit this week at Innovation Forum's Business and Impact event, debating how to drive, measure and profit from sustainable innovation. And coming up is an interview I did with General Motors Director for Workplace Engineering and Operations Solutions, Telva Magruder. We talk about how GM is addressing its environmental impact on its own operations and increasingly in product development. So stay listening for that. It's a truncated podcast this week as I'm travelling, so no news roundup, but that will be back as usual next week. Later this month, the next in Innovation Forum's Future for Plastics event series will be in Amsterdam on the 30th and 31st of October, and it's gearing up to be the biggest yet. We'll be joined by senior representatives from Reckitt Benckiser, Nestle, Walgreens Boots Alliance, Unilever, Coca-Cola, Plastics Europe, and many more. And then on the 20th and 21st of November in London, we'll be hosting this year's Sustainable Landscapes and Commodities Forum. Among those already confirmed to join, the 350-plus delegates are the key people from Mondelez, Nestle, Golden Agri Resources, IKEA, Greenpeace, World Bank, Consumer Goods Forum, and the World Resources Institute. There are still some discounted tickets available. Save £100 if you register by 18th of October. And the first details of Innovation Forum's next Sustainable Apparel and Textiles Conference have just been released. We will be back in Amsterdam on the 28th and 29th of April, and you can save €400 in conference passes if you secure your place by 18th of October next week. Earlier this week, at the site of Innovation Forum's Impact and Innovation event in Detroit, I sat down with Telva Magruder, Director of Workplace Engineering and Operations Solutions at General Motors.
We've just been debating how to use climate science to drive board-level action on greenhouse gases and innovation in general. Telva, can you tell us how GM has changed course to address climate concerns and what these changes have been?
GM has changed course over time. From a company that was focused on energy efficiency and water efficiency and solutions and things of that nature, to a company that believes that climate change is real and one that is committed to changing the future of humanity and moving humanity forward in the form of zero emissions, zero congestion, and zero collisions. That has happened with a tremendous amount of cross-functional effort within the company, and an open conversation, frankly, about what was possible and the goals that we have achieved so far and where we're going. We've set 2020 goals on sustainability. We had 9 areas of sustainability that we set goals in, and we set those around 2010. So 2010 to 2020 look ahead. In just doing that, we engaged a large cross-functional group at GM. Our policy teams, our financial teams, our senior leadership teams, and the board, and commitment to setting 2020 goals. And we've been integrating all of our work toward those goals into our business over time. And here we are in 2019, and we're ready to start the look ahead into new goals, which are going to be more focused on zero emissions and around our zero emissions goals, and tying that to our greenhouse gas emission continued progress. And we were really pleased to progress well in greenhouse gas emissions through 2019, reaching that goal early, over a year ago, and now we're really going to lean in the zero emissions, and that takes sustainability right to our corporate vision.
You painted a very interesting journey for GM in the session just now on how in your operations, which is your particular area of GM, how you've moved the conversations internally and you've really addressed, starting with the low-hanging fruit, but always keeping the profit motive key, because that for a business like GM, like any other business, you've got to generate profits to stay in business. So how has the journey been for you in having those internal conversations and taking them in your operations to deal with energy efficiencies and so on, and then moving that towards thinking about your consumers and the products you're developing at the same time?
It's been an evolution, is the best way that I can explain it. As we really focused on energy efficiencies and things like that in our operations, we decided that we really needed to look at what is our overall energy strategy. And we put together a comprehensive energy strategy that focuses first on the continuation of the reduction of energy intensity. We surround that with a commitment to renewable energy. We look further and we say, in the future of energy, we need to ensure that we don't have intermittency. So we've been building strategy around storage solutions and things like that to ensure that we don't have intermittency issues. And then we couple all of that with policy. When you touch policy in the progress on energy strategy, policy then reaches out to all other areas of our company. and makes us mindful of the ways GM touches the world and the ways the world touches us. That has helped our progression toward our most recent discussions on overall sustainability and how we would like to present ourselves as a company mm-hmm. in society. And what are all of the things that we really want everyone to know that we're mindful of when it comes to that commitment? So I think that tie-in of the operation solutions with the policy of the company and the forward-looking direction of the company has been key to turning the corner so that we can focus more on carbon reduction and sure. things of that nature.
Sure. You talked about how it's important when you're talking with your colleagues internally about these issues and talking about making the change towards more efficient work practices and everything else. You have to make sure that someone doesn't think, oh, this is going to cause me more work. It's going to be a hassle for yes. me. And you need to get it into the business plan. So how did you get these issues into the GM's overall business plan?
So General Motors has a global management system that we use in operations. The operations solution that we have is well integrated into our business already, and it helps us focus on the safety of our team members, on the empowerment of our team members, and our cost and quality metrics. We looked at that and we said, well, why don't we add environmental considerations to the operating plan? It made a world of sense to us to add the environmental considerations and to teach our team members about the environment by virtue of the things that they do every day to run the business. We started that conversation just that way. Why don't we add environment to the business plan? What must be true in order for us to do that? And how do we help everyone understand what that means? We had conversations at all levels in our operations and realized that there are a lot of things we were already doing every day that really espouse the goals in the environmental journey. So we took advantage of that. And we said, those things that we're already doing, let's formalize that. That's how we started. And then once we did that, then the team members were able to evolve with us. So as we developed new sustainability goals, we were able to tie those to the business and help everyone understand how it relates to them every day and what they can do to contribute. And we just kept evolving together.
And sometimes the language is important, isn't it? If you start banging people with sustainability or whatever, they might rebel at that slightly. But if you talk about efficiencies, yeah. energy efficiencies, cost reductions, everyone understands that. It's a business-driven thing then, isn't it?
Exactly.
And that's perhaps the way to involve them.
Exactly. What's more relatable? So if you use a word like sustainability, most people really don't know how to relate that to what they do every day when they walk in the door. Mm-hmm. But if you start and you talk about efficiencies, we are great at efficiencies at General Motors. We're great at finding efficiencies and we're great at problem solving. You center the conversation around things like water reduction and energy efficiencies, and they can see that. They can see the machines that we're running every day and they understand mm-hmm. that there are ways to run them more efficiently, and then they problem solve that. Yes, absolutely. When you start with a word like sustainability, now you're spending a tremendous amount of time getting into philosophical discussion
sure.
rather than discussion about what can you do today.
Sure.
And that's what people really want to understand. Once they can relate to it, now the conversation on sustainability is much easier.
Sure. And I guess that's the internal conversation. External conversations are important as well. Yes. I mean, investor pressures is something that a business like GM will know all about. How have they been changing for you, the conversations you're having with investors requiring and demanding that you move things forward in sustainability? And I'm thinking in terms of your operations and also then in terms of the future, the kind of products that you're producing.
Our investors, we're very open with them and they're very open with us. Many of them, based on our public reporting to CDP and DJSI and things of that, learn a lot about our business. And they are willing and ready to challenge us to do more, particularly if our investors are companies that are also trying to reach sustainability goals. And so they will come and talk to us about that. And they will make suggestions, things that we may want to consider. And we listen. We have real conversation from a policy perspective in terms of what direction we want to go in. Mm-hmm. Our investors give us a bit of a guide. We follow that guide in terms of making sure that what our investors are asking for is reflective of what we value first and foremost. And then we look about and we ensure that the direction that we're seeing investors trend toward is truly meaningful to us and meaningful to society.
And I guess the conversation with investors and with other stakeholders, this is something that came up in our session again. It's very hard for a business to commit to what it can't achieve. And this is very important if you're going to bring people on the journey. Everyone has a journey, then that's very important. And I'm thinking here in terms of not only your internal commitments, but also in terms of your moving forward for your zero emissions aspirations as a business. You can't immediately produce electric vehicles for everybody. You must be careful in how you commit to your consumers in terms of the speed you can move things towards electric vehicles and alternative vehicles. Is that something that you recognize internally? Is that conversation being had?
We do. We recognize that we've made very strong public statements about zero emissions, zero congestion, and zero collision. We also recognize that what we are espousing to is very different than what the auto industry looks like today, and that that journey has to be very well planned and very well executed. Because in the end, when we do have electric vehicles in a much higher quantity than we do today, we need those vehicles to be safe for our consumers, and we need them to be vehicles that consumers aspire to, that our customers aspire to. We walk a line of development, research, development, and forward-looking planning that we believe aligns with our ability to bring our customers with us. We have to be able to bring our customers with us because we want them to be just as excited about these vehicles as we are. And that requires not only our internal development of technology to be able to produce them, but it requires the evolution of the infrastructure around that technology to allow it to exist well in society.
Because you're not going to sell electric vehicles until your consumers are comfortable that they are going to be able to charge them wherever they wish, and it's going to be convenient for them, and that the vehicles are going to be as safe as the ones they're used to. They are as safe as the ones they're used to, but it's getting that, there's the kind of perception, isn't there, of having to develop that and bring your customers with you. And also, going back to our potential theme, thinking how you can get your board members to be comfortable with that journey as well.
Absolutely. We're not necessarily, Ian, wanting to wait until they're completely comfortable, because now we're too late. We want to be ahead of that enough such that we're sure that there's going to be a market for that which we're producing.
Sure.
And that's what's really important to us and to our investors and to our board, is that not only are we developing leading edge technology, but we're developing it at a rate and comprehensively enough, looking outside, not just looking internally, such that we've got customers that are excited to jump on right when that technology is ready
sure.
for them. That's key.
Sure. And it's an exciting sector, and it's exciting to hear about the innovations that
yes.
GM and many others are taking that forward the transport sector, but also just, you know, business in general, thinking around climate science and driving board action and innovation. Thank you very much, Talva Magruder from General Motors, for sharing your insight.
Thank you, Ian.
Don't forget, you can save £100 if you register to join this year's London Sustainable Landscapes event on the 20th and 21st November before the 18th of October next week. But that's all for now from Detroit. I've been Ian Welsh, and I'll be back with a full-length episode next week.